You're live.
Aloha, everybody. This is Kathy Bilski, the Quantum Leap Let Light Unite show on UPR Radio. This is December 8th, 2017, and we're going to do a lot of energy work tonight. How is your Mercury in retrograde going? Oh, by the way, if you are on YouTube, you can actually see me live. Woo! The camera's working. And yeah, I was just telling Joe that last week it wasn't working, and I put on Facebook, you know, thank you, sensors, because when you have the camera, it makes it a little bit more difficult for me to do my work, because now I'm not just, you know, verbal, but you can see me. So, and, you know, every now and then you want to make sure that you're actually on camera and in the middle of the camera, and, you know, your face doesn't freeze. Like that, and for how long it's frozen, like that. God, isn't visual fun, huh? So if you really want to see what I'm doing, you have to go to UPRN Radio YouTube channel, United Public Radio, and you got visual. Anyway, Mercury is still retrograde, which means if it can go wrong, it will. You can have electrical problems. You can have communication problems. Appointments may not want to come together. And if it can go wrong, it will. It's like Murphy's Law in action. So keep in mind that everything Trump is doing now, and starting when they put our crazy tax for the rich scheme into being, they signed in Mercury in retrograde. And that's really not when you want to begin anything new. You want to wait till after retrograde. So a lot of times what is started in retrograde will fall apart after retrograde. And I think we're in retrograde till December 24th. So it's going to be really interesting to see what happens on the Earth. And guys, I know it looks really crazy out there and what's going on. And all I can say is, can you imagine what it would be like if we didn't do the energy work and the light work that we're supposed to do? Woo! It's kind of a scary thought, huh?
Lights out yet?
So, it's really important that we do keep up the energy work and we keep moving forward, because what we do really, really matters. You know, you don't know what the undertones are, and then all of a sudden something pops up and you see incredible movement. So if you've been listening to the show and doing the energy work with me for a while, you'll know that, like, around December when Trump came into power, everybody started protesting and they didn't sit on their rears anymore and do nothing. They were out and really expressing their views, and they're still doing that. And to me, that was major movement on the planet. So now we had another one with a lot of women coming forward now and not being quiet with these very powerful men that have abused their power with sexual harassment. You know, we can't go back. So I kind of liken this new movement that's starting, that's really anchoring, to what happened, you know, before everybody started caring about the planet. I mean, think about it, and what it was like 10 years ago, and people threw trash and they didn't care. They threw cigarette butts down and Coke bottles and whatever. They didn't care. And now it's way, way different. People are more conscious. So sometimes things happen very, very slowly. And then sometimes it's like, pow, you know, like in December when everybody came out and protested against Trump. And the women came out and the Native Americans came out, and people are still coming out. And we're going to give them energy tonight. So again, we are giving energy to all those people. And it's light against dark. We are at war. And we're the good guys. So we have to give energy to everything good. So they and everybody can do their missions and be successful. You know, you got to do the work on all levels. It's like, you know, healing and doing shamanistic work. You heal body, mind, and soul. So you got to do the energy work a lot of times. And it's like the backup program for those that are on the physical ground doing the work. And that's what we are, you know, we're the magicians. And what we do has really, really a lot of meaning. And it's a big group, guys, which I think is really, really exciting. And I want to honor everybody for tuning in and doing light work with me. And I hope you've gotten in your crystals while I've been talking to amplify our light work that we're going to do. Everybody that is out there in anywhere but the United States, I want to say thank you very much for tuning in and really giving the energy work a lot of work. And I know sometimes it feels like I'm giving a lot of attention to the United States, and I think you're going to agree with me that it's needed a lot. And, you know, what's coming up to the surface is stuff that has been there for a long, long time. And again, sometimes things have got to get so bad until you actually see it. And then once you see it, you know how to work on it. Trump gave a speech down in Florida today, and I kind of tuned in just to get a feel of, you know, what he was doing and saying. And other than saying all the same things about how wonderful he is and how big it was when he won, and it was a landslide, and it's like, oh my God, wow, is he delusional? And who writes this shit for him? I mean, stuff for him, right? But then I'm looking at all the people there, and I'm going, God, these guys are really racist, and they support men that sexually abuse women, that lie, that use a presidency to gain money and power, and support pedophilia. That's the kind of people that were at the Trump Stadium. I didn't see any color there at all. They were all white. Now, good old South and proud. So what I did, it's like, oh my God, you know, we've got all these people in one place, right, that are pretty low consciousness. So, you know, I started chanting, may divine peace, divine enlightenment descend on them now. May divine enlightenment awaken within them now. May divine peace descend on all Trump supporters now. May divine enlightenment descend on all Trump supporters now. Oh yeah, I chanted and chanted. So miracles are us, right? So remember, the next time that that happens to you and you see something, oh my God, watch a football game. Start chanting. This is practical application of energy work. May divine peace, divine calm, divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. May divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. Chant it. You know, the more we chant it, again, the more we're going to anchor that energy to the planet and get us off this Nazi timeline. Ah. All right, so let's going to do some energy work. And we're going to work on the fires in California, Washington, elected officials, Trump, Steve Bannon, Mitch McConnell, Republicans, the U.S., and as much as we can cram in tonight, all right? So I'm going to ask you, please don't pay attention to the video when we're doing the light work, because I'm really going to try not to. And a lot of times when I do the light work, my hands go all over the place and I don't have any control. And I'm going, oh, great, now you've got visual. So I'm going to try to ignore that. And if you can, just close your eyes, because, you know, what I'm doing visually is not really important, okay? It's what you hear and what you give energy to. And when I chant, please chant with me. You know, it's a very easy chant that we do. And what is it? You should have it on your refrigerator or somewhere in your kitchen, taped to the cabinet. May divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. So when I start chanting that down for people, places, things, join me. Let's do it. Because the more people that do it, the more energy we put out, the more profound it is. We're putting it in the airwaves and it's going to manifest. All right. So for those that you are going to join in the circle, sit down, put your feet flat on the floor, close your eyes and sit up as straight as you can. And I want you to put your hands in your lap, like you're going to receive. And I want you to start just taking some gentle deep breaths, but not so you hyperventilate on me. So you're going to inhale light and exhale out everything that no longer serves you. And that energy goes through the violet flame back to God, and you fill up with your divine essence. And while you're doing that, keep doing that until I tell you to stop. I'm going to surround each and every one of you in a bubble of golden flame. I add to that the blue flame of protection, the green flame of healing, the violet flame of transmutation, and I seal each and every one of you in this beautiful pink bubble of love. So I'm going to call your teachers, guides, masters, and we're going to invite them in to do this energy work and amplify what we do. So imagine now that you're sitting in this huge stadium and it's just filled with all these divine beings that are doing energy work, and we're all connected through our heart chakra. In the center of the stadium is a huge crystal, and imagine it's over 100 tons to really amplify our work, and we're going to create bubbles of energy over the crystal and put in there what needs to be worked on. And when I do, please amplify, you know, just really put out that energy. So you got people to the left, to the right. And as you close your eyes, I want you to imagine yourself holding hands. And now you're going to reconnect to the Creator. And as you reconnect with your golden silver cord, imagine all this incredible energy come down the cord into your crown chakra, come pouring into your body. Now it's going to flow all the way down your legs, out your feet into the earth, down your arms, out your hands, down your spine. You're just filled with this really, really high energy light. So now I want you to send that energy down your right arm, out your right hand, and remember you're holding the hand of the person on the right, and as you're doing that, the energy now flows to the right, creating the circle, and as it flows, we're going to call to all the gods and goddesses of light, past, present, future, to join in, add their energy to what we're doing, all our ancient ancestors of light, the gods and goddesses, past, present, future, of light, to join us, amplify our energy by joining the circle, air, earth, fire, and water, all the angels, we invite them in to amplify our work and add their divine energy to what we're doing. Now imagine it going to the left, and as the circle flows to the left, the circle is now closed, so only that which is light may enter. And anyone trying to do any dark magic to negate this, you cannot. And karma is not going to be kind, so I wouldn't think about it. All right. All right. So as the energy flows to the left, we call to the trees to take the energy and send it into the earth through the roots so the earth can really recharge, regenerate, and hold its own, and out through the branches so everyone can feel all this positive high energy. We call to all the rock, stones, crystals, minerals, and all the earth keepers all over the planet, the stones around Washington, the Smithsonian Institute, to lock in all the Earth Keepers, to lock into the big Earth Keeper crystal in the center and amplify our work over 100,000 fold. We call them all the grids, ley lines, meridians, domes, obelisks, pyramids, all the sacred and holy spots on the planet, to lock into the circle and amplify our work. And I'm going to ask Mother, Father, God, that everyone here receives a healing and that you guide us into doing not our will, but thy will be done. So be it. All right, so we're going to again feel that energy flow down, and we're going to create a bubble of light in the center. And in this bubble of light, we're going to put the state of California and all the fires that are there. So we're going to call to Michael the Archangel to come forth and cut the energy to all the fires and whatever and whoever is starting it. And if this has come from any direct energy weapons, we're going to take those ties and we're going to send the violet flame and energy through those ties right back to that equipment. That's the direct energy equipment, and see that equipment implode. So it no longer works. And we command the angels to keep breaking down that equipment. So now put our attention on the fires, and we're going to call the violet flame through all the fires. And we command the fire elemental now to burn itself out, the energy out, the anger out through the fire. And as that's done, we call and send the angel light energy through the fire to heal it. Now see every cell, atom, molecule of the fire reconnecting to the Creator. And as it reconnects to the Creator, it fills up with so much light. And we command it to be neutral, to allow itself to go out. We command the winds to be still. And I want you to imagine the barometric pressure lowering. All right? And we call to all the lake streams, all the water elemental in the area, and we command you to release moisture into the air. And as it releases moisture in the air, you're going to see rain clouds come. There's a drop in barometric pressure, which draws that rain to the area. And see the humidity getting very, very high because of all the moisture. And see it rain hard enough to put the fires out with no lightning. And see it rain very hard over these areas. Now we're going to put the firemen and women that are firefighting, the firefighters in this bubble, and see them recharge and regenerate. And see them getting a really good night's sleep. And they're going to wake up really efficient, really organized. And they're going to be divinely guided on where to drop the water and whatever they drop, the fire retardant, so they have perfect drops. And if they're using water, see the water elemental guiding them to put the fire out, and the fire just gently, just going out. Again, we command the winds to be still. See the fire burning out through the violet flame, the drop in barometric pressure, the oceans and the seas releasing moisture into the air, and it raining and raining until the fires are out. And for those who have gone through trauma, put them in this bubble. A matter of fact, let's put everyone that has gone through a natural disaster in this bubble of light, whether it's Puerto Rico, Texas, Florida, and now California, and all those that are going through post-traumatic stress, we're going to call and wrap them up in angel light energy. And the angel light is going to pull out all negativity, and we're going to ask that the violet flame blaze around them to help burn off all that trauma. And they're filled with this divine inspiration on how to move forward. We're going to have call to the higher selves of all the people in the area and ask that, you know, they get together as family. And maybe the government's not stepping in, that they step in and see all these areas, people helping each other and little communities forming in love. So I want you to fill all of this up with light and love and more and more. And let's take a deep breath and release it. So again, take a deep breath. And feel that divine energy flow down. And we're going to create another bubble of light. And in this bubble of light, we're going to put Washington, D.C. on everybody that works there. So we're going to anchor the violet flame in the D.C. area that transmutes all satanic ceremonies, as well as everyone working there. We cut all ties between everyone's hidden agendas and all energy of white supremacy, fascism, transmuting that energy again through the violet ray. We ask that all dark energy veils be removed from everyone living in this area and their higher selves help them reconnect to the Creator, becoming awakened spiritual beings. And we're going to call to the crystal grid around Washington and ask that it amplifies enlightenment energy and it keeps raising the energy. And we're going to ask that everyone there, if it's for their highest good, we're going to call their higher selves to help them all reconnect to the Creator, become awakened spiritual beings that know better, that work in the light. And we're going to send energy to the obelisk and ask again, see the violet flame blazing at that base around Washington, D.C., and any obelisk anywhere in the world, and see the energy of divine matriarchy be anchored there. So instead of that old patriarchal energy, it's light and very feminine divine energy flowing from it. That very balanced divine feminine energy that nurtures everyone and everything. I mean, why wouldn't you want that divine energy from coming on the planet from a lovely being, a female that nurtures and is going to express love and kindness and fairness? Send energy into this crystal grid, and anybody who walks in, we're going to ask that into this grid. It's all over Washington, D.C. That any dark energy fall off of them and they're able to reconnect to their Creator, making enlightened decisions. And if they can't, which is their free will, we do ask their higher selves and guardian angels to put them in a position of harmlessness. So chant with me, may divine enlightenment descend on Washington, D.C. now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone in Washington, D.C. now. Okay? May divine enlightenment descend on Washington, D.C. now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone in Washington, D.C. now. Fill that up with light and love, and let's take a deep breath and release it. So let's create another bubble of light. And in this bubble of light, we're going to put all elected officials worldwide. So we ask Michael the Archangel to cut ties. Our elected officials have degreed in control of humanity. See all ties to any black magic that is amplifying their greed and lack of empathy toward the masses be removed from all elected officials' energy fields. We cut all ties to their party loyalty that keeps them from making compassionate decisions. Let's send love to their hearts that flow to their brain. We ask the Creator to shut the reptilian brain down and open up the part of the brain that is connected to the Creator. We also ask the Goddess of Truth step in and bring out total transparency with all their backroom dealings. We ask Ganesha to put up lots of blocks around any program that is to serve the rich, especially this tax plan that they signed Mercury in retrograde. In any program that serves only the rich, being replaced with social programs that help the poor and humanity and the earth. We ask that these beings to step forward into the light, and if they choose not to, which is their free will, we ask their higher selves and guardian angels to put them in a position of harmlessness. We ask their higher selves and guardian angels, if they want to work, again, in that dark side, put them in a position of harmlessness and replace them with a light worker who is filled with compassion and desire to help the masses now. Fill it up with light and love, and let's take a deep breath and release it. Water break. All right, let's create another bubble of light. And in this bubble of light, we're going to put President Trump and his whole family. Let there be light. We call the crystals in Washington, D.C., the area to amplify light and transparency everywhere in the Capitol, and actually every place Trump lives or goes or owns and all his golf courses. We ask the Creator to remove all energy overlays that is keeping the public from seeing all the unnecessary expenses that the Trump family is creating and his cabinet that the public is paying for. See the mass general public demanding Trump either stop going on as many vacation trips to Mar-a-Lago or pay for the trips himself, no longer using taxpayer funds. We call the higher selves of everyone in the United States to realize that Donald Trump is a national security threat, you think? We ask that every American, Republican, and Democrat, they need to demand that their representatives, judicial, and elected stand up and insist that the Trump administration be suspended or put on pause until questions are answered completely and satisfactorily to an independent investigative panel, Mueller, with full judicial oversight. There is more than enough evidence of questionable ethics, if not outright criminality and treason. We call to Michael the Archangel to remove all overlays of magic that is keeping the Congress and Senate from standing firm and putting Trump on presidential timeout now. See the Trump administration being suspended or put on pause and not being able to eliminate or put any new programs in action until all questions are answered. See Congress and Senate making Donald Trump show all his tax returns now. We're also going to cut all ties to any thought of blitzkrieg, cut all ties and binds to Hitler, cut all ties between Trump and Bannon, Russia, anyone in the mob, and Satan. Cut ties to all evangelicals and Violet Flame, their prayers directed at anti-Trump activists. So again, we're going to ask Trump to step forward in the light and start working for humanity and stop creating chaos. And if he chooses to continue, which is free will, we ask his higher self and guardian angel to put him in a position of harmlessness, which means impeach, resign, or retire. Whatever works best for him. So we're going to fill that up with and replace with a light worker. Oh, so fill that up with light and love, and let's take a deep breath and release it. So again, we're going to create another bubble of light, and in this bubble of light, we're going to put in all Trump supporters. And we're going to call to Michael to cut all ties that's keeping them from reconnecting to the Creator to become an awakened spiritual being that sees clearly what a pedophilia is, what Roy Moore is, and what Trump is. See all magic that's surrounding these people, that's keeping them from connecting to the Creator, be removed from them. We're going to call the violet flame to blaze through all of them and to really blaze anything, any blocks that's keeping them and holding them back from connecting to the Creator to become an awakened spiritual being that knows better. Remove all overlays and energy from Trump and cut ties between these people and Trump and the cabinet, and cut ties between abortion, white supremacy, oh my goodness, and supporting liars and people that are pedophilia. Remove all that energy. Let it be dissolved by the violet flame. And again, we're going to call to their higher self and ask their higher selves to help them reconnect to the Creator to become an awakened spiritual being that knows better. And really, if they choose to continue to support Trump and they want to go on TV and really create lies, let their words be undiscernible. And let them only be able to speak truth or nothing at all. So we're going to send love and light to their heart chakras and from their hearts, just see them, their whole bodies filled with light. And that's now going to go into their brains, into the reptilian part of the brain. And we're going to ask that all these beings are being given their divine missions and their divine purposes. You know, the missions that are going to bring them joy. And again, the energy of the violet flame burns off any stuck state that they're in. And Ganesha, remove the blocks so they can start moving forward into the light again. So let's fill this bubble of light up with light and light and more love and more light. So it's just so bright we can't see it. Let's add all the colors of the rainbow, and whatever they're lacking, may they soak up that color. All right, now let's fill it up again with light and love and take a deep breath and release it. All right, let's again create another bubble of light. And in this bubble of light, we're going to put Steve Bannon. So we call the Trump's chief strategist, Steve Bannon's higher self, to step in and help him move forward into the light. And if he chooses not to, which is free will, we ask his higher self to put him in a position of harmlessness. We surround him in a bubble of mirror that contains his energy with the violet flame added to transmute all his out-of-bounds thoughts and plans back to light. The bubble of mirror stays up 24/7, 365 days a year until they do works of good. We call to Michael the Archangel to cut all ties Bannon has with Trump, Priebus, Pence, Paul Ryan, Kellyanne Conway, Eric Prince, and his Neo-Blackwater mercenary militia. Breitbart News, all Christian white supremacists, the Republican Party, and Nazis, as ties between these groups are cut, see all their agendas falling apart. Now cut all ties Bannon has to Hitler and trying to manifest the Fourth Reich by force of will or by satanic magic. We remove all protective magic surrounding Bannon. We remove all veils of invisibility that it surrounds him so people see him clearly as a Nazi. See all Bannon's plans falling apart now. All his magic falling apart now. We cut all ties Bannon has to Albert Pike and manifesting World War III by creating chaos through the Muslim world. See all satanic magic trying to move this agenda forward. Filling with so much light, their plans fall apart. See all the federal judges standing up and making clear, and the Supreme Court making clear that they will not uphold an illegal immigration law. We send energy to the ACLU for stepping up and defending the civil rights of Muslims and all immigrants. See the spiritual warriors coming out for justice in a nonviolent way with success. Imagine all Nazi swastika symbols reversing so the energy now brings in peace and prosperity back to the earth and humanity. Every time anyone looks at a Nazi swastika, see the energy being reversed into its correct positive direction. We cut all ties to anyone whose intent is to misuse any sacred symbols. We call the violet flame through the symbols to clean them up, and we reconnect those symbols to the divine. See these energies being reversed to their positive, correct direction now. As Bannon tries to misuse the swastika by bringing in chaos, see it reverse, bringing in peace and prosperity to everyone. See all his plans of shock events falling apart and backfiring on him. If the swastika symbol was used to set humanity's collective solar plexus backwards, we now reverse directions and see humanity moving forward in light and love. See Christian evangelicals increasingly waking up to the truth as people realize that they're being played. See them reorganize to challenge the leaders who are pulling the strings. Let them express divine compassion for all. We also negate all their dark magic directed toward anyone anti-Trump. See all these veils removed from the masses. See the great awakening of consciousness with everyone given lots of divine guidance on how to move forward in light and love. Let's remove all energy veils of magic that Bannon has put over Trump. As these veils are removed, let Trump understand that Bannon is not a friend. We also cut ties to all oaths and vows that Bannon and Trump have spoken that binds them to each other and the Nazi Party. We call to Ganesha to put up lots of obstacles between Trump and Bannon so they can no longer communicate. Let there be total transparency in everything they're doing. All their see all Bannon's plans falling apart on all level. Let us now send lots of light energy to all our Earth's grids, the morphic genetic grid, ley lines, domes, obelisks, pyramids, and all the sacred spots on the planet to correct our timeline back to peace and prosperity and enlightenment. Fill it up with light and love. And let's take a deep breath and release it. So again, we're going to create another bubble of light. And in this bubble of light, we're going to put the tax plan that Republicans want to push forward, that's for the rich. And we're going to call to the higher selves of all their constituents. And we're going to send them energy to come out and come out by the hundreds of thousands to protest so they, the Republicans, cannot and will not pass this bill. We're going to put all the Republicans in this bubble and ask if it's for the highest good of everyone on the planet to let the infighting happen so they cannot put this bill together. They cannot come to a deal, see it fall apart on every level because it was signed Mercury in retrograde. See it fall apart again as constituents come out and just really nail their legislatures on this bill, so they have to not pass it and it falls apart. All right, let's fill it up with light and love. And again, take a deep breath and release it. All right, let's create another bubble of light. And in this bubble of light, you know, I really want to put and give attention to Mitch McConnell tonight. Putting him in a position of harmlessness. We call to McConnell's higher self to help him step forward in the light, and if he chooses not to, which is free will, we ask his higher self and guardian angel to put him in a position of harmlessness. We surround him in a bubble of mirror that faces him 2 inches from his nose, and we add the violet flame to the bubble. To transmute all dark energy he puts out so he has no forward movement, the bubble of mirror stays up 24/7, 365 days a year until he does works of good. We ask that all his works be revealed so there's total transparency with everything he does. Wow. whoever's trying to keep me from talking, just remind you of karma and how it shall come right back to you if it's for your highest good and come back to you now. That what you try to do to me, dude, I feel sorry for you. So we surround Mitch McConnell in a bubble of mirror that faces him 2 inches from his nose. We add the violet flame to the bubble to transmute all dark energy he puts out so he has no forward movement. The bubble of mirror stays up 24/7, 365 days a year until he does works of good. We ask that all his work be revealed so there's total transparency with everything he does. We also ask that all satanic magic energy that is protecting him be removed from his energy field, allowing him to be removed from office. We ask that Michael the Archangel tie and bind all of McConnell's energy so he does not have any forward movement, especially with the new health care bill that serves the wealthy and the tax bill. We call the violet flame through all his projects to transmute the energy and come neutral so there's no more forward movement. And cut all ties, oaths, and vows he has taken to Satan, the wealthy, and the Republican Party. As that energy is removed from him, see him being reconnected to the Creator, to become an awakened spiritual being who now wants to do works of good, along with the desire to retire, to spend more time with his family. See all of McConnell's power diminish to nothing. Fill it up with light and love, and let's take a deep breath and release it. Right, we're going to create another bubble of light, and in this bubble of light, we are going to put the Republicans. Woo! Bells and whistles. So I want you to chant with me, okay? You know the chant. May divine enlightenment descend on all Republicans now. We're going to do this one at least 4 times, okay? All right, may divine enlightenment descend on all Republicans now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all Republicans now. Shout it out with me. May divine enlightenment descend on all Republicans now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all Republicans now. See it happening. May divine enlightenment descend on all Republicans now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all Republicans now. One more time. May divine enlightenment descend on all Republicans now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all Republicans now. Woo! Fill it up with light and love and more love and more love. And we're going to ask them all to step forward and enlighten. If they choose not to, which is their free will, they ask their higher selves and guardian angels to put them in a position of harmlessness, replacing them with a light worker. And for all those people that are voting for in the Alabama race between Moore and Doug Jones, let's give Doug Jones lots and lots of energy. And we're going to remove all magic from around all the people that can vote. And we're going to ask them that their higher selves allow them to reconnect to the Creator, become an awakened, conscious, spiritual being that sees clearly that it's not really morally, ethically okay to vote for a pedophile, to vote for Roy Moore. Not okay. And we're going to give energy to all those Democrats and all those people of color to come out and vote so there is no discrepancy, no tie, no doubt who's going to win. And see Doug Jones winning. All right, fill that up with light and love and take a deep breath and release it. Whew. All right, so again, we're going to create another bubble of light. And in this bubble of light, we're just going to put everyone in the United States. We're going to ask that Michael remove all energy, all magic that's keeping people from reconnecting to the Creator to become an awakened spiritual being that knows better. And we're going to fill everyone's heart. We're going to send energy to their heart, to everyone's heart, and see them just filling up with this really warm, fuzzy, loving, high God energy. Now allow that energy to flow to the reptilian part of their brain. And now we're going to fill everything again up with light. And we're going to ask that everyone in the United States be given their divine missions, their divine purposes. And as they reconnect to the Creator, they see clearly the lies from the government and anyone else that's working on that level. And they let them only see truth. All right, let's give them an energy boost, fill it up with light and love, so that those that are ready to tip and come into the light does. All right, let's fill that up with light and love and take a deep breath and release it. So again, let's create another bubble of light. And in this bubble of light, I want to put in all your families and your children, and your grandchildren, great-grandchildren, your family. And see all their recharge in the light. And we're going to wrap angel light energy around, so if any of them have any kind of discomfort or ailment, the angel light will just absorb it. We're going to call the violet flame to transmute any dark energy around them and anything that's keeping them from reconnecting to the Creator. And with their permission, we call their higher selves and ask their higher selves to help them reconnect to the Creator, to become an awakened spiritual being that knows better and makes good decisions, especially our children. Now let's fill everyone up with love and light and put yourself in this bubble. And from your heart to your children's heart, see that energy go back and forth, that light. And as it goes back and forth and back and forth, feel that bond of love really reconnect you. And now see that energy expand to your brothers and sisters, aunts, uncles, all your relatives, your parents, and see this really high vibration energy go back through your ancestors. And now fill everyone up with joy and see everybody hugging each other and just loving each other and being kind to each other. And see this divine communication flow. All right, so now let's fill that up with light and love and take a deep breath and release it. All right, guys, we're going to close. So we're going to do three ohms. So get a drink of water. And we're going to do three ohms, okay? Om. Shanti, shanti, shanti. May all the beings and all the worlds be happy. So be it. So now, everybody, we got to ground. We thank all the beings for coming around and helping us. So we need to ground now. So imagine, put your feet on the floor. Don't imagine, do it, please. And imagine the earth energy coming up your feet. And the higher it comes up, the more grounded you become. And the more earth energy that you feel yourself become very centered, very back in body. Very clear-headed. And now if you got that stone called hematite, and because I wasn't expecting visual, I don't have it, go figure, or I would show it to you, go hold it. But if you do have it, go hold it so you can ground until you're not lightheaded, all right? And if you're able, you know, if it's not too cold outside, just kind of walk outside and, you know, lean up against a tree like you're not doing anything and put your hands on the tree. You can do it behind your back. That's how I do it on the sly. And send all your excess energy into the tree. And when you're done, maybe do that for 30 seconds. Ask the tree to send you energy back. So you ground and you'll feel it. You know, you'll feel yourself ground, which is, you know, really nice. And I don't want you to have an accident because I put you in this altered state. And it kind of takes me out of the karmic wheel. So eat if you have to, you know, take a warm shower, you know, just really the hematite or the tree, just calm down a little bit. The last, I think the 22nd of December, I'm going to do a soul retrieval for a Christmas present for you guys. It's a weekend of Christmas. So if you've never had one, I've been told it's very, very powerful, very profound, and very life-changing. Thanks, Joe. Anyway, I have to say thank you for coming along. And for those of you that got visual, I do my energy work. You may have noticed I close my eyes. And that way I, you know, I can focus. I don't pay attention to anything that's going around. And that's how I do my work. So, you know, don't think it's really crazy or weird. I just close my eyes to focus and be able to do the work. And it just kind of flows. So thank you for joining me tonight and giving everything energy and amplifying light on the planet. And please, you know, if you're not doing anything, you can chant. May divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. You know, the more we do it, the more it's going to happen, and we're going to anchor that enlightenment energy on the earth plane. And with that happy note, I think we are done for the night. So have a lovely, happy holiday. Be safe. You know, do the light work, guys. We really, really need it, especially with all the craziness that's going on. And again, I want to thank you very much for joining me and giving energy to the work. You can catch me on Facebook. I do put out daily prayers that you can join in. Give focus to California, see that fire going out. And if you really want to know how to work with that fire elemental, go to my Facebook page, Kathy Belsky, and it's right there, how to work with the fire elemental, A, B, C, D. I want you to know and make it easy for you so we can do the work. And I'm also on, Twitter? I'm a twit. And Google+, LinkedIn, I'm out there. Oh, yeah, I have a website, www.angellightohm.com. And you can catch me in Hawaii, which is where I'm from now, in Honoka'a. I have a store. I have the biggest earth keeper in Hawaii on the Big Island. And it's a 1,000-pound crystal that you can come and touch and hug. And I do the energy work there for all that ask. I do free mini massages.